Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, that was Rockin' with Randy Morris, and today this is KC hosting Janine, and we are rocking today. Janine, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kelly. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you really good. Good sound quality.
Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm not going to tell you the truth until we're off air. It's been one of those days, but it's okay because I'm here and I'm having a good day. Oh, goodness. Well, to get a hold of us all here at Psyche's Gone Wild, make sure you guys visit www.psychesgonewild.com. Check out all of our talented people, many of whom are authors. Jethro has a book out. Check out his page. Pamela Cummins has a book out. Check out her page. And Janine definitely has books out. She's got four of them there. And make sure you guys check out her page. And Janine, I'll let you tell a little bit more. She offers classes. And we have about four people here waiting to talk to you already, just so you know.
Okay, brilliant. Okay. Well, tonight I'm hoping that people will be calling in to either have some healing or maybe get a soul reading from me. I work with Diamond Energy. It's called Crystal Key. So if people do want to call in because they've got some kind of non-specific pain in their bodies or something like that, I can bring the energy through them, which can move and alter the frequencies of the vibrations of the cells, which quite often just the pain disappears. It's amazing, really. I practice in London in the UK, but I do a lot of work globally now by Skype. So distance is not a problem at all. And basically treatments involve bringing diamond energy through the body and then I journey you into your body and organs to clean them, basically, using imagery. And the techniques takes around about 2 hours, hour and a half to 2 hours. And we go through the internal organs, we look into any issues that may be going on, and you're regressed if there's a problem that we need to go back into your past to find out what's causing it. And I take people into the Akashic Records. And for people that don't know what the Akashic Records are, they are like a spiritual library, if you like, of everything you've ever said, thought, done. It's all recorded in here, in the ethers, but it's referred to as the Akashic Records. Some people call it the mind of God or the supercomputer. But basically, you've got contracts and vows and pacts and all sorts of things that are stored in this place. So you can be taken in there to cancel things that may be affecting your life in this time. So the treatments are quite intense. We've just done our first workshop on Skype last Sunday, which went really well. And we've got another level one workshop coming up on the 19th, on Sunday the 19th of May. If anybody's interested, they need to contact me via my website contact page on crystalki.com. That's crystalki.com. It's £125 for the day, which is around about $195. And it's 10 till 5 Eastern time, which is 3 p.m. till 10 o'clock where I live. So if anybody's interested in maybe learning more about Crystal Ki, they can go to the website. They can also try the free demonstration on there. It's 10 minutes long. And then that just gives you an idea of what it feels like to have this diamond energy pass through your body. And it's set up to clear fear. So if you've got other issues going on, such as anger or grief, and you sit down and just said like this to take out my anger, it will take out your anger. It's clever stuff. How many people did you say we've got waiting, Kelly? Four?
Right now we got five. They keep on
We should go to
you know how that goes.
Yeah, maybe we should take a caller then. Let's see who's on the lines tonight. Today.
Right. Today, yeah. I know. It's tonight where you're at. All right. It's area code 928. You're on with us.
Yes, hello?
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 Hello, 928. What's your name?
My name is Alfina.
Hi, Alfina. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. What can I do to help?
I have a question.
Okay.
My question is, there's this guy, his name is Brian, and I'm wondering if he's interested in me, or what are his feelings for me?
Right. Did you call in last week about this?
I believe I did, yeah.
Yeah. I think last week there was another guy around as well, isn't there? This is the thing. So there's another guy around you. So I'm feeling that this is the man that's in your life. There's an energy blocking this Brian coming into your life, and I'm sure I've already said to you before that until you've cleared the energies with this guy, this other guy, the new one's just hovering on the outside. And I'm not even sure that this is the right man for you. And I, if you do get together, I don't think it's going to be a lot for a long-term thing. I was seeing 6 months or something like that. But it's important that you sort out this energy with the other guy if you want to move forward.
But you
don't understand what I'm trying to say. Just because you're not talking to somebody doesn't mean that your energy is not connected. Not talking. Go on.
I'm not with him, or I don't talk to him, or I don't think about him. So why would my energy still be tied with him?
Well, you have something called psychic ties that connect people, and they can connect. They can keep you connected through lifetimes. If you've made promises and vows to people in a past life, you can still have energetic psychic ties and psychic cords, they're called, to people that you may not even realize you've got. And these need to be cut. It's called psychic tie cutting. There's a download on my website to help you cut ties with people. And it's only for a few dollars. It's not expensive. And it's a visualization to visualize this person and the connection between the two of you and help to cut the connection. So just because you're not speaking to him doesn't mean that your energies aren't connected. That's what I'm trying to explain to you here. And it's important that you do that, because it's having an effect on you moving forward into a new relationship. Okay?
Okay, so, like, is he interested in, or, like, no, or what's...
Well, there's definitely an interest there I'm picking up on, but at the moment, the energies are not clear for him to come in. And everybody's energy. If you can get that, you know, if you can understand that concept, that the energy at the moment, you won't step into your energy field because this other man's energy is around you. What are you picking up, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Janine there, and just maybe go a little bit step further, because I think our caller here is, you know, it's like a lot of people have never heard this. And what it is,
right,
is when you're with somebody in relationship, I mean, even if you make a friend, you make, I'm thinking of the other ties, like a school teacher to class, you know, even with, like, the people, you know, at the post office, anybody that you meet in your life, people are forever sending out what we call cords or ties. It's like, I have a little bit different verbiage than Janine does, but it's like, say, you know, same stuff. But unconsciously, people unconsciously tie into other people to try to get them to do certain things. And I'm thinking, I believe I heard about this, because it was either, I think it was Ryan and Brian or something like that. It's like, it was two guys. And the one really, you know, anybody trying to get into a relationship with you, they either do, a lot of times they'll cord you in the heart. They'll cord you in the heart chakra, which is, you know, basically the energy center that's around your heart. And it's like, it's kind of like, you know, like fishing lines, or like, can be tree roots, you know, and can have hooks and things on them, you know, just, you, like you think of fishing. It's like, and they try to draw you in like a fish, okay? And people don't do this, you know, meanly, usually, as like, you know, some people are conscious of what they're doing. Yes, it's done deliberately. But most of the time, what people do is very unconscious. And, you know, and even with you, it's like with this other person, it's like you probably initially, you know, had that, you know, you had that glimmer in your eye, you know, you, and you kind of tie in with that person. And until you actually go through there, and I call it weeding the garden, until you go through there and you kind of like mentally just kind of go, okay, I'm going to pretend that there's like a carrot, you know, in my heart. And it's like, I'm just going to pull, I'm going to name that carrot, you know, Ryan or whatever the other guy's name was. And just, I'm going to pull that carrot out and bless it and say, okay, I'm going to pretend this is Ryan's energy and I'm going to return it to him. And I also am going to reach out in my mind, in my imagination, and take the carrot that I put in Ryan's heart and bring it back to me. So it's like, but people always are doing this energy exchange like this. And it's like, you know, just, I mean, it can be a lot of things, but I call it weeding the garden. So it's like, you know, just take a little bit of time and weed your garden. Just kind of, you know, pop that out. And it's like, you'll find out how to do that on Janine's site. It's like, she'll take you through there, and it's just a visualization, you know, that kind of stuff, and find out how to do that. And it's really important. It's like, you will be surprised at how much lighter. I've had people report things like, you know, they've lost like 8 pounds, literally like overnight, by just clearing their energy body, their etheric fields, you know, whatever label you want to call it. It's like, you know, your own energy body. And it's like, it's the same kind of thing that they talk about on The Secret. It's like, you know, that Bob Proctor says everything is energy. So we are all balls of energy. So it's like, that's what Janine's trying to explain, is just, you know, go through and cleanse your energy, you know, pull your energy back from, you know, everybody else, and, you know, and then get any energy that doesn't belong to you returned to its proper place. Does that make sense?
Okay, so basically, until I get that done, like, I won't have a relationship with anybody else?
It'll be more difficult because, ironically enough, because a lot of things are done unconsciously like that, you know, people don't perceive it in a conscious way, but part of their, you know, their higher self or your unconscious mind, you know, in psychology, you'll find, you know, the three stages of mind. But until you do that, it makes it more difficult for another person to come in because somebody else's energy is already there. And they go, oh, that space is already full. There's no space for me. So, yeah, you kind of need to do that to have relationships go, you know, go forward, yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Good luck with it.
Bye.
Okay.
And it's www. Is it crystal key healing or is it crystal key healing.com or is it just a crystal
key? It's crystalkey.com.
Okay.
crystalkey.com. crystalkey.com. And it's in the shop there. There's a a download called Tie Cutting specifically for this.
Cool.
And she could also use the free energy clearing afterwards as well, which would even clear her energy field as well.
Right. Okay. Yes, indeed. We have another one, and we still have as many because we got another caller call in, so we still got five in the queue, Denise. 952,
okay.
You are on with us.
Hello?
952? There we go.
Hello, can you hear? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Welcome to the show. How can I help? What's your name first, actually? It'd be nice to have a name.
Ali Velu.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what can we do to help you?
Excuse me?
What can we do to help?
I just want to know, like, what is in store future, what is in there in future for me, and any messages from angels or, like, relatives?
Okay. Is there any particular area that you would like to know about? I mean, just to ask about your future is, you know, there's billions of choices here. Can we try and narrow it down a little bit?
Okay.
Anything specific?
I'm trying for second pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And a place change.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm being shown here, that there's an energy around in the womb area. And it's like a cage, and this is linked into fear relate from after the first pregnancy. I'm a mother myself, so I know that, you know, giving birth is quite a traumatic thing for women to go through, and it can be quite frightening. And there's some residue energies around the womb there that need to be cleared. It'd be a good idea to have some healing just to take that out, because you don't want it may hinder you slightly. Falling pregnant because you've got this, it's like a brownish grey energy, but it's fear related. It's nothing, you know, nothing to worry about. Would you like me to clear that out for you now? Would you like me to do some healing on it for you now?
If you feel it's fine, you can.
Okay, so what I'd like you to do for me then is just to close your eyes for me and just take a couple of nice deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose all the way down into your abdomen and breathe out through your mouth. And in your mind's eye, just imagine that you can see inside your body and you can see your womb and around it, the area around it. Just imagine it in your mind's eye. And just allow that image to come into your mind. And I'm going to move from the front of your chakra. So there's going to be, I'm bringing in source energy through the front of your body now, through the front of your stomach area and your abdomen, and just pushing that energy out. So it's coming into the front now. So just imagine a disc of energy, like a shining bright light coming into the front of your stomach, just below the navel, and passing through the womb there and just clearing that energy out of your body. And moving right through the inside of your body now and coming out through the back of your chakra there, your sacral chakra. Okay.
Chakra, meditation chakra you are talking about?
I'm talking about your sacral, just below the hara.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you feel it? Did you feel anything?
What?
Did you sense anything? Sense any energy moving through?
I didn't feel. I don't know anything like that.
Okay. Never mind. It's cleared through now. Anyway.
Mhm.
Okay. So now that's moved through, I think you know. I can't see or sense any of the blockages around that area, but it's energy blocks like that that can cause problems for people who are trying to conceive, because energy is important and it does make a big difference. So this is the type of thing that fear can do when people have had a traumatic birth, or they found their first birth very frightening or upsetting, or even leftover energies in this area from past lives can affect people's fertility as well. So,
okay.
I think you're going to be, I don't think you're going to have any problems having another baby. I can't see anything in the way.
Okay.
I would say in the next 6 months or so that there's going to be some good news coming. That's
in
what I'm being told.
Yeah, means my second means pregnancy trials, two were miscarriages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying for second kid. That's why I asked on that one.
Okay. Well, the energy's cleared out of there now. So the fear that was in there has been cleared. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, go for it and good luck. And thank you very much for calling in.
And any place changes? Stay here or any transfers or anything there or what you, or if you have time, sorry to ask you.
Sorry, I didn't get your question there. Can you say that again for me?
Means any place change or transfer?
What do you mean?
Moving to another city.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right, let me just try and pick up something here. I do think you are going to move, actually. I'm feeling you are going to move. It's going to be around about nine months to a year's time. So I think you'll be moving before the baby's born.
Oh, okay. Means maybe Bay Area, you are thinking?
No, I don't know. I'm not picking up any areas. I'm just being shown that there's a house moving.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not being given any area there.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Call back in.
Bye.
Let us know. Alrighty. The next one I know is a Skype caller, because it's a really, really long one, a second. Because I know how this goes, for doing the healing stuff. It's like, if you need to take like a drink of water, water break, at any point in time, we can take a moment here and just have you tell people again, because with people calling into the queue, it's like, tell them how to get a hold of you when you're off air, and what are the specials and that kind of stuff that you have going on your websites and with classes.
Okay. If people want to get in touch with me, they can contact me on the contact page of my website, crystalkey.com. At the moment, I've still got my MP3 programs on offer, and they are 27 MP3s relating to weight loss, money, abundance, spiritual growth, and finding the perfect partner. And each one of those five sets contains 5 30-minute recordings. They take you through a process from silver, gold, platinum, diamond, and pearl of, first of all, releasing energy blocks in relation to the specific thing. Let's say, for example, that it was money blocks. It would take you into your mind and body to see where you're holding any blocks in there on an emotional level related to money. And it also brings the diamond energy through you, and this tie cutting takes place, so you let go of the old you and bring in the new you. The gold one is removing limiting beliefs and false beliefs that can block the money coming into your life or block the new relationship coming into your life. The third one is the platinum program, sorry. That removes hidden beliefs. And it also takes out imprints. Now, imprints are energies that we inherit from our parents and from our ancestors. So these things can have a big effect on your life as well. So that program removes those. The diamond program what that does is takes you into your mind, to the part of your consciousness that is creating your reality. So this actually alters your reality field. You're going in there with your soul through meditation to remove the programs that have been running in your life that had all of these other blocks in there. So once those blocks have been cleared, you can then go in to change the program room. And the final one, which is the bonus one, which is the Pearl program, that takes you into the program room as well. But before you go in there, you remove imprints from seven generations of your ancestors. And we actually inherit seven generations of our ancestors' beliefs and genes and so on. So these can also have a detrimental effect on your life and your abundance and an ability to attract what you would like into your life. There are two bonus recordings in there. One of them is an energy boost, which takes you into source energy. And the other one is the Crystal Key Throne of Manifestation. Now, this is a Crystal Key Throne. It's a meditation where you're taken into the throne, you're connected to the source of creation and grounded, and then you manifest your desires while you're sitting in this throne. There's also a copy of my first book, The Angel, the Witch and the Warrior, in e-book format. And these would normally sell for $297, and they're on offer for $97. They're still on offer because I want to get them out to as many people as possible. And I realise that a lot of people have got financial struggles going on at the moment. So I've kept the price as low as I can for now. So they're available in the shop in crystalkey.com, or if you wanted to go direct to the site, you go to crystalkeyhealing.com/special. And there's a lot of more information on the website about the products and what they can do for you and what they can help you with. So that's the offer that's on tonight. As far as treatments go, people can contact me via crystalkey.com. And treatments are still on offer to anybody who comes through the radio show for $240 instead of $390 for a two-hour session. This is a really intense session where I take you through your body, I go into any past life issues, I take you into the Akashic records. So this can be used to clear you, to raise your vibration, to clear any blocks in your life, to help with any illnesses or imbalances you've got, to help with addictions, all sorts of things. And that is a two-hour Skype session with me. And you can, again, contact me via the website if you're interested in those. There's testimonials on my website as well if anybody wants to know a bit more, or if you've just got a question that you want to know if I can help you with, you can send me an email and I'll hopefully be able to answer the question regarding treatments if I can help there. So that's what's going on tonight, Kelly.
Today, tonight, it's still all that, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell the listeners it's I'm 5 hours ahead of America, so it's it's the evening here, yeah.
Oh, boy. All righty. Well, are you ready for another caller here?
Yeah, sure.
Skype caller, and they start with, let's see, it starts with 1442. 1442, you are on with us.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Janine. My name is Deep, and I've spoken to you before.
Hi, Deep. I recognize you.
Yeah, hi. Can you please do a quick health check for me, and also if you have the time, a soul purpose reading in terms of what I am meant to be doing in this life?
Okay. What was the first thing you asked for?
A quick health check.
Okay, a quick scan. Yes, no problem. Let's have a look what's going on with you. Okay, the first thing that I'm seeing is there's a what looks like a crown of thorns around your head. You know the crown of thorns that were on Christ, Jesus Christ?
Okay.
There's a crown of thorns around your head. I don't know if you've been having any headaches or problems in that area at all. Have you?
Not really. I have a slight headache, but it's mostly I'm in a bad marriage. I'm trying to come out of it, so I'm really, really miserable.
Yeah, I remember. Well, would you like me to take this off for you, Deep?
Even
yes, if it's
Thank
causing you,
you
a mild headache, let's just take this off for you. Just close your eyes for me and just take a couple of nice deep breaths. Okay? And just bringing in the energies now to just cut this crown of thorns off, clipping the front and back and sides, and gently taking this off your head now. I'm just going to bring some healing energy around into the holes that's created in your head. Okay. Okay, that's that done. That feel better?
Yeah, okay, thank you. I feel very slight sensation on my hair, so.
Yeah, okay. Moving down your body now, let's see if there's anything else going on down there. I'm just scanning down the rest of your body. At the moment, that's the only thing I'm being shown. And I think a lot of this is related to the stress that you're under. Regarding your soul purpose, you're meant to be working with children. Do you practice yoga?
Yes, on and off, but I'm not very regular with it.
Yeah, well, it's important. Your guides want you to be working more with your yoga. And I see you teaching children. I see you teaching children yoga. You've got a very gentle demeanor and a very gentle soul. And the children like gentle people. And there are the new spiritual, there's more and more spiritual children being born now and have been born in the last, 10 years really. And these are the children that will be guided to your classes. These are the kind of children that are going to be psychic and hold on to that psychic ability. And that's why they'll be drawn to you. So your purpose involves helping children to develop through their chakra system using yoga, and meditation is another thing that your guides would like you to be doing more of as well, because you're going to be teaching them meditation. There are some beautiful children's meditation CDs available, and I've got one in my hand here actually that I've just picked up. And it's called Relax Kids, and the music's by Bliss. And it's sparkling meditations for shining stars of all ages. I'm trying to see. Marnetta Vigas, her name is. It's MarnettaVigas. And these are meditations for children, I would say, probably round about 5 to 8 year olds. That's the age group I see around you. So they're not babies, but they're still quite young. And at that age group, they like something, they really want to learn it. They'll be good students. You need to be recording some meditations as well, making some downloads. So for children, guided meditation MP3s is the word I'm looking for. For children as well. So this is something else that's part of your soul purpose. They're also showing me books, not big books. These are small pamphlet type books with drawings in of the chakra system and teaching children about yoga, but in a colourful way that children will enjoy. Children's books, that's what I'm being shown there. Kelly, have you picked up anything else?
No, not really. This sounds like a really good direction for him. Not sure what he does, for a day job, right at the moment. But certainly, start this maybe as a sideline. It's like don't give up your day job yet, but do this kind of on the side with everything else that you do. It'll bring you probably a lot more satisfaction.
Right. Thanks, Kelly. And Janine, sorry, go on.
It's okay, Deep. I was just going to mention something about that other lady.
Okay.
There is another lady around you that I said to you before that you've got past life heart connection to.
Yes,
that isn't going to go away yet. There's unfinished business there. There's definitely unfinished business there with you two. So I don't know what's going on, what your plans are, but your marriage will end. But I know this is really causing you inner turmoil.
That's right.
You need to find the courage to do it.
Right. I am trying to gather the courage. I work with Jethro as well. I do classes with him. But in terms of healing or metaphysically, is there anything I can do to be able to smoothen the release between me and my wife so that it's good for her as well as our child?
I think if you can try and visualize loving energy around, is your wife aware that you want to end your marriage?
Actually she had wanted to end the marriage a long time back, and I thought things would work out. So I kept dragging and until the point I realized that it's not going to work anymore. So whatever I do, it's not taken positively. And I mean, we both have faults. So she's aware. I've told her that fine, if you want to go and stay somewhere else, I'm willing to support you with the rent, and I'll look after the child as well. But now I think she's having second thoughts. I think she wants to do it, but I think her family is asking her not to. So she's confused.
Yeah.
At the same time, she's miserable, and so am I.
Yeah, well, it's a frightening thing to do at the best of time. It's not an easy thing to do. What I would what I'm being asked to share with you is to visualize hearts, like visualize your wife and your child inside a pink heart every day, so that you're surrounding them in that loving energy and sending that loving energy, and give your relationship to God. Is the advice I would give. Hand it over to God and say, whatever is best for everybody concerned, please make this as easy as possible for everybody. If you can do this and still be friends with your wife, that's fantastic, especially for your children. My feeling is you will move on. And there is definitely some unfinished business between you and this other lady, and that your white hearts are very connected. Very connected.
Right.
I said this when I spoke to you before, Deep. I don't always remember the people I've spoken to, because a lot of the information that comes through me is channeled information, so I can be forgotten 2 minutes later after I've said it. But the energy between you two was so, so beautiful. It stayed with me. I remembered it. So that there is definitely, something between you two that needs to be, you need to get together. You will get together. I believe you will. I hope that helps.
It does help. Just wanted to ask, do you think that if we get together, it will be forever? So we will be able to get married and have children and walk into the sunset? It will be everlasting, you think?
Do you know what? That sounds so beautiful that I really hope it happens for you. I am not being given that information, and forever is a very long time. I'd think carefully before you even use it. People that pledge to love somebody forever, that goes into their next lifetimes and their lifetime after that and their lifetime after that, and it can cause problems, because in the next lifetime you can't find the person you promised your heart to in the old one. Do you understand? Forever is a very, very powerful word to use with love. I see you with this woman, and I think that there's definitely the opportunity of a very happy union with you two, because the love between you is so pure and it's still there. You're still connected on heart level.
Right. She's actually in a relationship with her boyfriend, and she's not compatible with him. So do you think she'll be able to come out of that relationship sooner?
Yeah, she's ready to, yeah, I think she will. I think she's ready to go. The connection on a soul level between the two of you is more powerful than the connection on a human level she's got with this other guy. So
okay,
I do think things will move forward. But don't push it.
Right.
Don't rush things. This is the advice. Take it easy. Finish your business first. Be single and be available when the time's right. You'll know when the time's right.
Okay.
It's going to it's going to be a few months yet, but you'll know when the time's right. Sort out your own life first before you bring this other woman into it. It's the advice.
Right, and will she wait for me that long?
Yeah, your heart connection is really powerful to her.
Okay.
It's
a real deep
bond.
Thanks, Janina. Okay. Sleep well tonight. And thanks, Kelly.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Dee.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Wow. A lot.
Wow. So the connection between that I see between him and this other woman is so pure. I know I saw it when he called in a few weeks ago as well, a couple of weeks ago. I'd be very surprised if that, you know, is not a happy ever after type of thing.
Yeah. All righty. We have, like I say, we still have several more to go here. So, of course, we got time today, so it's nice. All righty. Area code 845-845, you're on live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've spoken to you, Kelly, about a month or two ago with Diana.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. But thanks for taking my call. I've never, I'm really intrigued by your host or hostess today. And,
exactly.
You know, I have just so much that's not going on right now, money-wise and romance-wise and job-wise and some legal issues that are tying everything up, that I would just be open to whatever the angels want to share with me.
Okay. The first thing I'm seeing around you is a big cage. It's like you're inside a cage and you can't get out and nobody can get in. Now, the thing is, where's this cage coming from? What's creating it? The first word that's coming to me is fear. There's a really deep-rooted fear of commitment in you somewhere along the line. And this is even involved in business. This is not just about relationship. This is a fear of commitment in a business level. There's an old past life issue with you where you've been very, very seriously hurt, is probably the best word to use, in a business relationship in a past life. You were in a group of people and the group basically swindled you out of everything. They used you for your business acumen and your knowledge. And then they took all the goodies and off they went. And this is causing you on a deep level in your subconscious mind a fear of commitment to business. And this is what this is holding you back. So this cage around you is self-inflicted due to your subconscious fears. Does that make any sense to you?
A little bit. I mean, you know, I would love to be employed, but because I'm in a legal battle and it's taken years to resolve, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, I have gone into my own cocoon, so to speak.
Mm.
No.
Yeah. Are you ready to come out of it?
I'm trying, but, you know, it's just like, you know, after my husband passed away, it's just been difficult. And it's just, I'm not trusting of people. And, you know, I have an old fellow that's trying to come back into my life, but it's just like, I'm at the point where I just, I don't know, I don't care. I don't care anymore.
Well, not caring anymore sometimes can be a good thing because it means you're open to new opportunities because you're not, you know, chasing certain things. So sometimes not caring can be a good way to be because, like, okay, whatever, you know, and the universe gets to drop something fantastic in your path because you're not resisting anything. And I think there, you know, I'm being shown that there's rainbows in front of you. There's beautiful energy there and all of this lovely shining energy on the path, but you've got yourself in this cage and this energy, this cocoon, and the only person that's stopping you is you. The only person that can free you is you. So I would advise you to have some healing, to be honest, to have a proper healing session. Find out where this mistrust is coming from. Get that healed. Heal the fear of commitment. Heal the past life wound, because that's a biggie on a business level. That's going to hold you up on a business level. And then you'll be ready to move forward. There's some lovely energy waiting for you. So star-spangled rainbows all down the path.
Well, financially, I would like to settle this lawsuit and be on my way, because I can't barely support myself. So I'm almost like... I would like to meet someone nice. I'm really open to that. I just don't like all the games that, at my age, men play. So I've shut myself down in that respect. So
if you're expecting men to play games, that's what you're going to manifest. So expect, Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Perfect for you, and ask the universe for Mr. Perfect for you. Again, this is about expectations and belief systems in regards to relationships. My programs would probably help you there, or they definitely would help you there, because you've got these preconceived ideas that men play games. I've never been out with a game player. I don't believe that,
let me rephrase it, all the men that I've met since my husband died are just game players, And I want to meet someone normal and nice with a good energy and et cetera. But it just hasn't been happening. And, I just feel very stagnant right now, because financially I can't afford to go out anywhere, do anything. So I have really closed myself down, not willingly. It's because of my finances. And that really has been holding me up. So I'm just hoping that there is a near end to everything.
Yeah, well, the programs are on offer. They're only $97. The thing is, even though you're saying the guys you've been out with are of game players, on a level, your subconscious is creating it, because our subconscious creates based on our belief systems and what we believe. So that's the signals that it sends out to the universe, and the universe delivers again. So really, people need to only go out with one person who is a game player, and they think, right, that's it, and the guard goes up. All men are game players, you see. It only takes one to plant a negative seed in your subconscious, and this is what we're talking about here. The seed has been planted, and the seed is bringing forth one after another. They need to get in and get that seed out and get these things cleared, and then moving forward. Regarding the finances on the other side, the more you worry, the longer things, drag out. So again, handing it over to God, if you believe in God, and asking for this to be sorted out as soon as possible for the highest good of all concerned. Because sometimes when we want things and we want to be in control, we want to make it happen, it's not for everybody's highest good, and it causes resistance and keeps things going longer than they need to be. Sometimes the right thing to do is hand it over, and what will manifest is what's right for everybody and what's fair. And that's why
I've done that. I've prayed to their guardian angels, to resolve this, and so that I can move forward, and that it's favorable and fair to both sides. And it's just dragging on, and I feel like I'm being tormented. I really do.
Yeah, well, nothing's moving forward because of the cage around you. So, this isn't just about business or men or the court case. This, everything in your life is stagnant because you've put yourself in the cocoon. The cocoon is creating the block on every level with everything. And this is the thing that needs to be cleared.
Okay. I get that.
You get it?
Yes, I do. Right. I get
it. Are you ready to let it go, though? This is the question.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would love to let it go, and I'm just, I guess, baby steps, I'll open up again and just try again, but I have to just let it go and give it up to God.
Okay. So do you want me to help you take this cage off you now?
Absolutely. I would appreciate it.
Okay, great. Well, what I'd like you to do for me is to close your eyes. Just okay, take a couple of nice deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose, down into your abdomen, two or three times. And as you're breathing, I just want you to imagine that you can sense this cage around you. Just allow the image of it to come into your mind. Now I'm going to bring in some angels here because I know you like angels. But these angels are special. They've got some big bolt cutters and they're going to cut through this cage, no problem. So bringing those in now and asking them to cut this cage. You're ready to let it go, so we're asking for it to be cut and snipped all the way round, nice and quickly, to be broken in half and to just open up like a clamshell and fall to the ground, releasing you from your own self-created cocoon there, and just asking the angels to take that debris away for us. Thank you very much, angels.
Thank you, angel.
Okay, now asking for some new energies to be brought in straight away. They're bringing in an orb now. We've got a white orb with a golden spiral around it. These are our beautiful new energies that have been coming in for the last month or so. So there's this orb of energy above you now. It's just dropping down into the crown of your head and coming into your energy system now. Ready? Okay, bringing that new energy in. And bring some crystal key energy all around you now just to fill in those gaps and voids where the cage was. Now in your mind's eye, I want you to see the path ahead, straight line in front of you. And envisage a nice man halfway down the path, a new job, a court case over, finalized. See it in your mind's eye and say thank you.
Thank
to whoever you believe in, it could be God, the universe, it doesn't matter, whatever you believe in, just say thank you and just let it come in into your energy field and see how it goes. Okay, did you feel those energies coming in there?
Yeah, I was seeing white.
Fantastic. Okay,
I'm
brilliant.
White. And tears.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless.
Okay, God bless. Have a glass of water. You need some water after the healing.
I know. Thank you so much. Thanks, Kelly.
Okay, good luck. Call in and let us know how it goes. Keep in touch.
I will. Thank you, honey.
Okay, bye.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. You need a drink of water too, don't you?
Yeah, good job you reminded me, Kelly, because I do dehydrate and I forget to drink myself and I tell everybody else to do it.
I know. So I always go, healer, heal thyself. If I take your own advice, we'd all be so much healthier.
When I do live events, I need to drink at least maybe 2 pints of water, which is a quarter of a gallon probably, before I go on. And then when I've done my channeling, when I come off, it just all shoots out of my armpits. It's not very nice, but it's I hold the liquid in my body so that I can channel the higher frequencies, and then my body kind of goes, okay, we can relax now and let go of some of this liquid. Really odd feeling, but you need to keep reminding me because I do forget to drink the water when I'm on the show.
I know. See, I do too. That's why if I remind you, I remember to do that too.
Good to see you watch my back, Kelly. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Do we have any other call?
Oh, yeah. We got 4 more. That's what I was saying. It's like, take a breath and ready to roll.
Okay. Right.
Our next one. Next one is a Skype caller, and they're all one. So all one Skype caller, I hope you recognize this, and there we go. You're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Do we have anybody on?
There we go.
Hi.
Yeah, that's you.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. What's your name?
My name is Hope.
Hope. Oh, what a fantastic name.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. What can I do for you, Hope?
Yeah, my question is in the romance department. I've been dating a wonderful guy for about 2 years, and I just want to know what our future is going to be, if we're going to get married, or is he just too scared to take the next step.
Okay. Right, there's something over covering this guy up that I'm not being allowed to see too much here.
Okay.
It's covered in a sheet. So sometimes this happens. So I'm not being given any information on him. He's covered over. Are you picking up anything, Kelly?
Not a lot, but I kind of work it a little bit different way. If you need
names and birthdays, don't you?
I don't need the names. It's like all I really need is a birthday. It's like if she's got
July 24th, 1966.
24th. Okay, you are a Leo person.
Yeah, and so am I. My birthday is August 22nd, 1966.
Okay. Oh, you're August 22nd, and he's July 24th.
July 24th.
Wow, I see why you guys are getting on there. Yeah, you are both fours of clubs. You are like peas in a pod. Wow. And that can be, that can be really good. Both Leos that get along because, you know, if you got a male Leo and a female Leo, it's like, you know, you guys need to get together and have your own little pride there. But sometimes, sometimes male Leos, it's like, because I have one, can be very arrogant. You know, they can be very sometimes overbearing, and you kind of go, really? but if the chemistry is good between you guys, you know, that's really an awesome thing. It's like having the same birth card as somebody else. It's like you know a lot about them. That's almost like a twin soul.
Oh, wow. So. I do, and we don't talk about marriage because he had a really bad relationship not too long before we met that it ended, but we clicked so well. I've never clicked with anyone this, you know, in this way, and people keep on saying, you know, don't fix anything that's not broken. You just live together, act like you married. But I feel like when you live with someone, if they want an easy out, it's an easy out, and they're not committed completely. So if you have, and maybe I'm just old-fashioned, but if you have that marriage license, it just says that there's a commitment there. Even though there is, this is just a physical commitment.
Right. Yeah, it's a tangible one, just like the rings are. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm actually going to recommend is that you call back. There's we have what we call the Love Psychic on Tuesdays, and her name is Pamela. Or even you know we're on here 7 days a week, but you know call back and get some more insight on that. But it's like just from where I'm looking at, I think that would really be you know a good click for you guys. If you guys are clicking it, and if it's both ways, which I'm thinking it probably is, you know how long have you been together?
Almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years the July 30th. But we moved in together. It was so quick. We started dating a couple of days after his birthday. And then by September, everything aligned where I could switch my job to the same company, but it's near him. And everything just lined up perfectly where I moved, and I moved in with him. And we have never had a fight. I think the only thing that irks me a little bit is that he's a little messy, but he's retired military, and he's been by himself so long, so I don't complain about any of that because that's so little. I pick up his socks, he takes his clothes off and just leaves them right there, so I just pick them up, and I don't complain too much because he has so many wonderful qualities. Why complain and be petty about
something
like that? Why rock
the boat?
I've got
a silly way to cure that because my husband was military like that too, and he had this really horrible habit of leaving his socks around.
Yeah.
And one day I was just like, I loved him dearly, very much, and he's deceased. He's on the other side, but I just invited some of my girlfriends over, left his socks and whatever else he had laid there, right exactly where they were. And it's like, so he comes home, and the three of us girls are sitting there, you know, catting away and whatever, and it's like. he looked around, he got real red in the face, and he walked back to the bedroom. And it's like as soon as they left, he came out, he very quietly picked his stuff up, and he never dropped it in the living room again.
I wouldn't mind it as much, but boy, his feet stink. I can walk into the front door, have to go through the kitchen to the living room, and I can smell his feet, his socks and his feet. It smells that bad, but he doesn't pick them up. So I said, you know what, I'm not going to complain too much. I complain softly to myself, and I just go, but he doesn't pick anything up at all. I mean, when he eats his dinner plate, he just leaves it right there. So I don't, but that is the only thing, you know, he's like a little child. I pick up after him, but, you know, that's just so little. Why complain about that to him?
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking here what might help him is like, you know, Janine is in the healing stuff, and it's like I'm thinking, you know, when people have that foot smell like that, isn't there some kind of, you know, like healing stuff that's going on in the body, it's either detoxing or things that are out of balance, something like that? It's like maybe you could help her with that a little bit and, you know, kind of help.
Yeah, it sounds like he probably needs a bit of a detox. Is he a meat eater?
Yes, he is. He loves meat. And he takes all kinds of vitamins and stuff like that to try to help things, but...
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm vegetarian myself, but I do live with a meat eater, my son, and I noticed that the meat eaters tend to have a different body odor. Being polite here, to people that don't eat meat, it's as if it's like the meat goes into the body, and it's like it's rotting in the body, flesh in the body, and it comes out in the pores. So a good detox would probably help him, and maybe even some Himalayan rock salt in his bath water if he bathes, so that he can just soak in that and let that absorb into his body, and it clears the negative energies in the body as well. But perhaps a lymphatic massage or something like that would be good for him as well, just to clear out the toxins in his body.
Okay.
That probably would help.
Yeah. And is the reason why that he's got like a sheet over him is because he's been in the military for 20-some years and he just has learned how to shut off, you know, emotions and stuff like that. But he's really affectionate toward me. But we don't have any pet names or anything like that. And I think that's the one thing I wonder about. Because I'm always called sweetie or something like that. But he doesn't have any pet names, so I don't know if that's because he was in the military and he just shut that part off.
I'm not sure, to be honest. When I see a sheet over somebody like that, usually it's just because I'm not going there. I'm not, picking up their energy. I couldn't say for sure on that one.
So it sounds like he doesn't have a double life. I'm just thinking, oh my goodness, you know, I don't want to go down the road 10 years from now and find out that he's had a double life or something like that.
No, I'm not picking up on anything like that. It all sounds very good, actually, apart from the smelly peat.
Yeah, I can deal with most anything. I can deal, you know, with everything else, you know, because nothing that anything that he has done, I haven't had any reason to really complain. We've never had a fight. He's very affectionate. He's open, you know, conversation, stuff like that. So I have nothing ever to complain about. But I just wonder, you know, if the feeling is mutual. If he thinks about marriage as much as I think about it and what our future holds.
Yeah.
Well, it looks good, doesn't it, Kelly?
Yeah.
It looks lovely.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, giving the 2 years, I don't know, from whenever the divorce was or whenever you guys got together, because I just kind of heard a generic term, you know, psychology class, if you will, that a lot of times men are not quite ready to get married until there's at least been a 24-month time period. They've, you know, it's like, and there's was this old thing about, you know, not marrying somebody until you had, like, you know, dated them for at least 2 years and seen them, like, through all four seasons, like, twice. Because, you know, it's like when you spend that much time with somebody, there's, you know, a lot of times, you know, you're going to see everything. If they were going to have anything to hide, it'll pop out before 2 years is up, guarantee it. And if nothing's come out, you know, which is probably not going to, because he's, you know, he's in that generation that's, you know, faithful, loyal, and all that. It's like, give a little bit of time and maybe just say, you know, it's like, oh, you know, maybe an August wedding or September wedding, or, you know, so, you know, something like that. Maybe a Christmas wedding would be really nice, honey, you know, something like that, you know.
Because he was married once when he was like 22. He was in the military. It lasted a couple of years, and then it ended because he was in the Navy and was out on the ship a lot, very dedicated. Then he did not date or get married again until after he retired, so he started,
wow.
That was his second relationship. It lasted for 5 years, and then she just left. And he said he had no clue, and then we just started talking, and, you know, then we started dating. So I'm actually the third person that he's ever been serious with.
Wow. Wow. Well, there you go, you know. I would agree. It's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Exactly. If it's not broken, don't fix it. Good luck with your relationship, because it just sounds lovely. It sounds like you've got a good man there.
It does, absolutely. You know, call back in and let us know how it's going. You know,
great, thank you very much.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Did the wrong one. Whoops. Got the wrong one there. Okay, sorry about that. Ah, there we go. Okay. All right, golly, yeehaw! Janine, I'm gonna have you. We keep getting more callers here, so I'm gonna have you tell everybody about your MP3 program there and how they can do some, you know, cleansing and detoxing, all that good kind of stuff, and let our new callers in the queue know a little bit about you.
Okay, my name's Janine Regan Sinclair. Tonight, I'm hopefully helping people with on-air healing and soul purpose readings. And I've also still got a deal on my MP3 downloads. And there's 5 sets of 5 30-minute MP3s to help you with weight loss, perfect partner, money, abundance, and spiritual growth. They take you on a journey of healing and personal development through removing emotional blocks from your mind and from your organs in relation to the specific field that you've chosen to clear, your limited beliefs and false beliefs, your hidden beliefs. They take you into the room in your mind, your subconscious mind that creates your programs for your reality to alter them. They remove behavioral patterns, imprints that you've inherited from your parents and from your ancestors. And for people that don't realize what they are, we inherit 7 generations of our belief systems and from our ancestors, actually in our DNA. Now, human beings, when you break them down, everything's energy anyway, and these MP3s work to clear the energies of these imprints, which can hold you back in this life. If you come from a long line of poor people, got poverty consciousness going on, for example, you get free download to release this poverty consciousness, even if you just put your name on my mailing list. There's no commitment there. So to get that, you need to go to crystalkey.com to the website, and it's in the shop, and that's crystalki.com, or you can go direct to crystalkeyhealing.com/special, and that will take you direct to the programs. I've also got offers on for people that come through from Blog Talk Radio for a 2-hour treatment session with me, which goes in to remove all sorts of things, blocks on disease, on addictions, on relationship problems, on blocks in your life because you're not moving forward, on past life issues. I regress you, I clear your organs, take you into the Akashic Records to cancel any vows or pacts or bonds or contracts that may be holding you back in this life. It's an intensive 2-hour session with me by Skype. It's normally $390, and it's on offer for $240 at the moment to people that come through the show. So that's what's going on at the moment. I've also got a level 1 workshop coming up. If people would like to learn how to work with Crystal Key Diamond Energy, they can try the system. It's an 8-minute meditation on my website, crystalkey.com. On the homepage, it's got Crystal Key Healing Demo. And if you would like to be involved in an online workshop, so you can see me because we've got the webcam, And I only take 5 or 6 people into the workshop when they're online. So it's very personal. And that's on the 19th of May. It's Sunday the 19th of May. And it's 10 till 5 Eastern, 3 till 10 in the UK, my time. And that's £125 English or $195 US dollars, that is. And if people are interested, please get in touch or with me via the contact page on the website and I can let you know more. Okay. Kelly, why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself? I'd like to know a little bit more about you, to be honest.
Okay. Well, I'm having a really cool time in chat here today because there's a gal from Hawaii, which is where I was born. I am a Reiki Master teacher. Golly, and I just took Team's Level 1 Diamond Crystal Key Healing class and got that certification with her this past weekend. It was very amazing, and it's like, and I actually have, if we get a break in our callers, it's like I actually have something I want to ask about the neighbor across the way there, because I had something really interesting happen yesterday, because I worked on him sort of at a distance and then a little more close up, and it's like, yeah, anyway, that's what I was saying. Golly, what else do? I have healthy, gourmet healthy coffee. It's got the Ganoderma in it. And my best contact place is my phone number. It's 719-289-4907. And I'm also on the Psychics Gone Wild webpage. I don't have one of my own. But I kick in there, and it's like they maintain that because I'm not much of a webmaster. So if you go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, I have a page there and kind of list a bunch of the stuff there. I also have home health products that are environmentally sound and safe that I've been with that company for about 20 years, and they are awesome and amazing. They have some really, I'll say, kick-behind vitamins. They're really good. And I do card readings. Just kind of did a little miniature one for the gal a little bit ago with that on based on your birthday. So that's what I do. Plus, I have an 11- and 13-year-old that I'm homeschooling online as a single parent. Yeah. So I'm a busy
Wow. So you're totally homeschooling them yourself?
The online school is they get to meet with teachers online. And what I do is the school sends us all the books and stuff for free. They send us a computer. It's like, you know, we have laptops of our own so we can, you know, go places. And you can school any place as long as you got their books and as long as you have a Wi-Fi connection. And it's awesome. It is the most life-saving event that ever happened. And I'm so happy that we did that because it's just with the way the, you know, schools and kind of political climate and things go, they were getting bullied in school for many different reasons. And it's like, it's just been a whole lot happier moment with them at home doing stuff, you know, here. And they get to see what I do. And, you know, I kind of get after them because it's like, if I have to be on air working for 2 hours, it's like, you guys better have some schoolwork done when I get off. So they go, yes, mom.
Amazing. That's a really good idea, actually.
Yeah, it is. Very much so.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, we've got any callers?
Oh, yeah, we have 4 more to go. Gee whiz. They keep calling in. And it looks like Linda from Hawaii even called in. She's down there a little ways, but it's like, we'll get to her. Area code 315 is who we have live right now, though.
Hi, Kelly. Okay. Long time no chat.
Aha, who's this?
Sue.
Yeah, right. It was earlier today, much, much earlier today. Oh, goodness. So what kind of questions have you got for Janine today?
Well, I was just wondering, I know you heal physically and spiritually heal people that are presently here. Can you help physically or spiritually heal someone who's passed?
Yes, is the answer to that. With permission.
Okay, my friend Patrick was murdered on Monday.
Right.
And he has come to me several times. He came to me last night. I think I got maybe 45 minutes worth of sleep this morning because he was coming to me this morning. I have one of my guides trying to help him, but I'm too emotionally connected to him to get past exactly, because I was shown the scene of exactly kind of what happened. And I don't know if you can pick up on him.
Tell me what happened.
There was someone chasing him in the car. He had stopped for a stop sign. They shot at his vehicle. He took off. They took off chasing him, shot a couple more times. He was like not even 2 miles from his sister's house. He got to his sister's house. She called 911 and then left him there to bleed out and die.
Right. Okay.
And he's shown me the scene of what went on once he got to his sister's house.
Mm-hmm.
And they still haven't found her. She's been missing since Monday night, and I know why they haven't found her.
Okay. So why are you asking for healing for Patrick? What has he said to you?
He's really, really upset over the fact that this has happened to him, that he's had to leave his son.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's very confused because he's still not understanding how this happened.
Okay. This is not something I'm going to be able to do on air. I need his name, and when I finish the show, I'll speak to him privately.
Okay.
Because I need to counsel him. So, you know, this is not something that I'm happy, comfortable doing on air, to be honest.
I understand. I understand
because of the
completely.
Situation. So if you can give me his full name,
Thomas
when I
Patrick
finish...
Bull.
Thomas?
Thomas Patrick Bull.
How do you spell that, his surname?
B-U-L-L.
B-U-L-L. Okay, it's okay. The line's not that brilliant from the UK, so sometimes I don't miss names. Okay,
hey.
Thomas, right, I've got him. Thomas Patrick Bull. Okay, what I'll do is when I finish the show, I will speak to him and I'll see what I can do for him. But my gut feeling now is that this isn't appropriate on air, so I'm going to
mm-hmm.
go with my gut feeling. You know, but I will definitely speak to him for you and see what I can
mm-hmm.
do. Okay?
Because I know one of my guides is trying to help him and trying to take care of him and help him, but there needs more help.
He does. And I can feel him. I can feel his energy around, but I'm not comfortable with you know doing this on air because
right.
it needs
yeah.
to be done in private for his sake.
I understand completely.
Especially with it all being so fresh and so new to his family, it wouldn't be appropriate for me to do this on air for his family's sake. As well as him.
Yeah.
But I will speak to him.
Right.
Thank you.
For you. I'll do what he can, okay?
Thank you so much.
You need some healing yourself, actually. Your heart is really, really distressed about this one. You need some healing yourself. You could do with some rose quartz to help your heart because this has knocked you around, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I can feel it. I can feel your sadness I'm picking up on that as well. So it'd be a good idea for you to get yourself some rose quartz crystal. If you can get yourself a little rose quartz bracelet or something like that and wear it, would help.
I have crystal at home.
Yeah.
I have some pendants I haven't made into necklaces yet.
Yeah, some rose quartz. Just remember that you need some healing as well. I mean, I can bring some energy into your heart if you want.
Could you please?
Yeah, sure. Just close your eyes for me. Just take a couple of nice deep breaths. I'm just going to bring some energy through the bottom of your heart because I can really feel the heaviness in the bottom of your heart. So I'm just going to bring some energy through just to clear that out first. So just clearing this grief out of your heart now. Okay, now I'm bringing some source energy in. Above the top of your head, there's a white orb of light with a golden spiral around it. Just bringing that down into the crown of your head now, dropping that down. It's going to go down your channel and into your heart. And just fill in this space. Asking the angels to bring in some rose quartz as well. And just putting a pink blanket of love around you because you need a hug yourself. Just wrapping you up. Okay.
Thank you.
Did you feel anything?
Yes.
Good. Have a glass of water, because that's quite high frequency, very high frequency energy that's just gone into your body. And it dehydrates you if you don't drink enough water.
Oh, I've been drinking water all day.
Okay, good. Okay, well, maybe you've been prepared for it coming in then. Okay. I'm really sorry to hear about your friend. I'm really sorry
Thank
to
you.
Hear that. That's tragic. But I will speak to him for you. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you so much.
Seven. And his little boy was five, or is five.
Yep, he just turned 27.
How old was
yeah.
he?
He just turned 27 in February.
Wow. But my heart goes out to family because a similar thing happened to my nephew who was 28 and he left a four-year-old boy as well. But he was stabbed
That's one of the things that's making this so hard because it was 23 years ago. Today was the last time I spoke to my brother and seen him. And then Friday will be the 23rd anniversary of him passing in a fire the day before his birthday.
Mm.
And he was 27 also.
Wow. It's so much harder when people go when they're young. I mean, it's dreadful at any age, but in your 20s, you know, it's just babies still.
It's like I told someone, there are those that die young that it's that their time that they were meant to go. And then there's others that pass young that their life was cut short because of someone else's actions.
Yeah.
There's a difference between the two.
Yeah, there is. Did you call him Patrick? You didn't call him Thomas?
Yep, we called him Patrick.
Okay. He is annoyed. He's annoyed because he's been taken away from his son, but I'll speak to him about that. Because when my nephew went, he came to me 6 days after, and I had a good chat with him and phoned his mom and gave some messages for her, and it really it helped her a lot. So if you want to get in touch with me, send me an email. My emails are down at the moment, but I will get back to you on my iPhone, and if I pick anything up that I need to let you know about, I'll give you the information back in an email.
Okay, thank you. Kelly has all my information.
Yes, I see you on Skype. So it's like you can Skype.
You on Skype?
Yes.
Are you on Skype? Okay, well,
yes.
My Skype's J Regan Sinclair, JREGANSINCLAIR. It's all one word, lowercase. So if you want to Skype me a request, I'll let you know what I find out. Maybe we can have a chat sort of this time tomorrow or something like that, and I'll let you know what he said.
Okay. Kelly, could you do me a huge favor?
And try.
Could you send me that information in an email? Because I'm actually still in my car. I haven't even made it home yet.
Sure. I can do that. Not a problem.
Thank
okay.
you.
All righty. Sounds good. Okay. We got some more folks here, and we're going to get to it. So thanks for calling in, Sue, and you guys will get back in touch. All right. Area code 917. 917, you are on.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Actually, I spoke to, I think, Kelly before in the past. She gave me a reading, but it's my first time getting a reading from, I forgot your name, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I have like a two-part question. The first part is I'm trying to get an update of my love life.
Okay.
And
what's the situation with your love life now, then?
Nothing's going on.
Nothing's going on. You're single.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, anybody who's heard me on the show before, I normally try and avoid love life questions, especially when people are single.
Well, I haven't, so I guess that's what I asked. Sorry about that.
It's not really my area, so I think I'm going to have to pass you over to Kelly, and she'll need your birthday, and maybe Kelly can help you because it's I just don't pick up on these things for people. I'm very good at helping you. If you're in a relationship.
Second part question. Yeah, I have a second question, though. So the second question is regarding the friendship that I'm building right now. And we get along pretty well. This guy I met at my gym. But the thing is, it seemed like when I tried to move forward, he moved backwards. And then when I just kind of stay still, he moved forward. So I'm trying to understand why, you know, what's going on. Is this a chance for a good friendship? Why are we crossing paths? You know, I'm trying to understand that because I'm sure there's a reason for it.
Yeah, there is a reason for it. You two were buddies in they showed me you actually on a battlefield. You're on the same side. And they're showing me a battle going on in the grounds of a castle, and you swore an oath, like a blood brother oath with this guy, and this is why he's been brought back into your life, and he's in and he's out, because he's been brought back into your life to make so you can be aware of this oath that you've sworn with him in a past life. You need to go into meditation and clear this oath and relinquish it to free you up on the soul level, because it's binding you to one another, because you promised to, you know, to always be there for one another. And that's it's not healthy anymore. It was in that lifetime, but it's not in this lifetime, and it's still in the Akashic Records. Do you know anything about Akashic Records, or do you meditate at all?
I try to. I'm getting more into meditation now, but I'm, right now I just pray. That's all I really do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can try, you know, your own technique. You can tune in. You can do your breathing. You can go into meditation, and you can ask for this oath to be removed. Or if you wanted to, you know, have a healing with me, I can help you clear it. It's blood brother oath you've made with this guy. So you need to call in his higher self to work with you as well, to clear it, ask for it to be cleared. So you want your higher self and his higher self in a meditation with you, and get asking them for it to be taken out of the Akashic Records and to be burned and cancelled or given to God, whichever works for you. But this is binding you to this guy. And this is why he's kind of in and out. And it's just letting you know that something's not right in the relationship. And that's why he's behaving this way. It's the universe's way of showing you.
So should I stop it? Should I stop it? Or I'm just trying to understand.
No, I wouldn't stop it. I would work to cancel this oath so that your relationship is free to either move forward or for you to go your separate ways. I wouldn't worry too much about it. I'd let nature take its course there. But you need to cancel this oath, because it's affecting your friendship. It's affecting the energies between the two of you.
Okay. So do I say through meditation, right? Is that what you said? If I understood?
Yeah, yeah. Go. You can do it in a meditation, asking for it to be brought forward and cancelled or given to God, you know, and so that you're both free from it. And asking your higher self to come in and work with you to help you do that.
And how does he feel about it? I'm curious. How does he feel on the other side? Because this is my point of view. How does he feel about the situation?
Well, on the level of soul, he will be wanting this to be cancelled as well, because it's, as I say, it's past life thing, and it was appropriate in that lifetime, but it's not appropriate anymore. And it was because it was such a powerful oath. Oaths are very powerful. It's binding you together in this lifetime. So he will agree to it. There's no, his soul's telling me he will agree to it. It won't be a problem for it to be cancelled. You just need to actually.
So it does feel the same way, right? Is that what it is? Because I was just curious if I'm just the one feeling that way. You know what I mean?
No, regarding the friendship, you mean?
No, him, on this side, coming from this side, because this is what I'm saying, what I feel from my side. But from his side, what does he feel about the whole thing? Does he feel like it's something, you know, there's some connection or something?
I'm not picking up anything there at all. But I'm seeing the wall of energy between you is being created by this oath. And until that's gone, what the connection between the two of you isn't going to be as natural flowing as it should be. I'm not getting any information about what he's thinking at all, to be honest. You know, it's I have to be careful as well about accessing other, you know, other people's minds, if you like, to see what he is thinking, because it's not him calling in, it's you.
So, no, but I was just curious if I was feeling this, I was the only one feeling that way, because I knew there's something that I couldn't quite put my hands on it, you know. So I knew there's
something. It's this past life thing that's creating the problem. So now you know what it is, you can work with it.
Yeah, I will work with it. Thank you so much for giving clarity on that, because it was kind of making me, I couldn't understand that, you know, because every time I step back and move forward, I'm like, what's going on here? You know,
Now you understand what's going on. You can work with that one. Okay. I think we need to move on because we've got some more callers. There's a bit of a queue. I hope that was helpful.
Kelly was supposed to tell me about love life. You didn't tell me. Just can you tell me quickly?
Have you got anything, Kelly?
I'm not really picking up anything today, but what I am going to recommend is we are here 7 days a week, and tomorrow Jethro and Dean are going to be on our evening show. We also have a lady on Tuesdays, Pamela, who we call our love psychic. She's a musical psychic also. She specializes in love and relationships, and it's like she would be a good one to call also. But, check back, because Jethro, I know Jethro and Dina, you know, do Jethro's infamous for, you know, doing the love life stuff, but there's several others who do that. It's like, it's just not my forte either, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sounds like you need Pamela on Tuesday. Might be able to help you out with the love life one.
Yeah.
Thank
Good
you
luck.
So much.
Thank you.
All righty. Colin again. All right. Now we go to a Skype caller. This is Teddy's mom. So Teddy's mom, you are on with us.
Hi.
Hello there. Hello. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
And can I have an intuitive reading?
Okay. In what area would you like to have some insight?
I met someone a couple months ago, and through friends, and my friends, they were new friends to me and very old friends to this other person that I met at this get together with some friends. And these friends have been very, very quiet with me about this person, not probably protecting him and whatever he said in reference to me. And I haven't seen him at a get together at their house since. I've been to their house, but at other times, and I have a funny feeling I'll run into him in the next so many months at their house. But I'm wondering if you can get an idea of what it is that they're holding back on. What was said that they're holding back on from him? I have a feeling he said something about me because he's got some issues, and I'm wondering what it is that they're holding back.
Okay, well, the first thing I'm seeing here is that I'm seeing this guy with a mask. You know, in the old days when they used to have the balls and that people had these masks on a piece of, on a pole that they tied behind?
Yeah.
It's very ornamental. It's nothing dark or nasty, but it's like he's just hiding behind this mask at the moment. There's a part of him that just wants to be a little bit aloof and at a distance at the moment. It's not quite sure. There's a hesitance there. It's a little bit nervous. That's all. I don't think, I'm not picking up that your friends have said anything bad or he said anything bad about you. There's nothing bad coming through. But the feeling I get that there is a little bit of hesitation, a little bit nervous of opening himself up. For some reason, I think he's been hurt in the past.
Yeah, he has, very much so, hugely so.
Yeah, and so he's got a huge block around his heart chakra, so be prepared
massive.
If you do get involved.
Well,
his heart
my fear is that he attacked me. I don't know that. He was okay, but they warned me that, you know, that he could insult me when I met him because he insults people, and I think it's because he's been so hurt. And when he didn't insult me, I asked them, and I kind of felt like they were maybe covering it up or something, because he never did. but
To be honest, I'm getting given the words attention deficit disorder here, ADHD, something like that going on. People that fall into this category sometimes can say things that they're not always appropriate, and they don't realize that they're insulting people.
But he didn't insult me to my face, but that's why if they were holding something back.
I'm not picking up on anything being held back. What I am picking up on is heart has got a box of energy around it. So it's like he's closed the door and locked that one good and tight. There's nothing getting in and out of there. And he's hiding behind a mask because he's nervous. I think he does like you. He's attracted to you. But he's not quite ready yet. He's kind of dipped his toe in the water, but he's not ready to jump in the water yet.
I kind of got that feeling that they said that, you know, he's really bad as far as, you know, coming onto women, I guess, just to sleep with them. And he didn't do that to me. So I was lucky that way.
Yeah, he does like you. He is attracted to you. But as I say, there's some big damage being done to his heart, and that's going to cause issues. Even, you know, if you do get together, be aware that his heart is shut down. It is shut down.
So I've never met anybody probably with as many problems as he does that way. Does that change? I was attracted to him, but it was very different. I knew that afterwards, and I could sense something was going on. But does that, can they be mean? That's my fear.
Can he be mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say mean. The word aloof comes to before mean. It's like you can kind of be a bit standoffish, and you're looking for love. You need somebody to love you and cherish you and all the nice parts of being in a loving relationship. And I think you're going to struggle with this guy to get your heart needs, what your heart needs and what your spirit needs. I think there's going to be a struggle. This would be a difficult relationship, not because he's a bad person, not because he's going to do anything horrible to you or anything. It's just because he's so shut down.
He's afraid of women, I think.
Yeah. There is a big block there, and you're going into something where you're going to have to be chiseling away, knocking on the door for quite some time before he heals that. So, you know, if you're happy to do that, then carry on. But
so that's the only negative thing that you've picked up then?
Yeah, well, I'd say a negative thing. I'm not picking anything bad about the guy. I'm just saying that what I see is like an iron box around his heart. It's like he's put a treasure chest around it and locked it.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's not good. It's not healthy because it's not giving any love out, but it's not getting any love in.
No, exactly.
So it doesn't matter how much you loved him, it's not getting through. And that's where the problem comes. You know, you can have all the love in the world, but if somebody doesn't let it in, you're wasting your energy. And your heart's lovely. It's pink, it's vibrant, it's shiny, and it's ready, you know, to really for you to share in a deep loving relationship. And I just think that you might be walking into something that's going to be really hard work here.
That's right. I think that's it exactly. Okay, well, thank you.
You know, there's plenty more fish in the sea. So, you know, if you want to be asking the universe for Mr. Perfect for you, and see who's around the next corner is my advice.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Good luck.
Bye.
We'll call back and let us know.
Thank you.
All righty. We're down to our last two, Janine. We got 20 minutes, so it's like, yay.
Okay.
This next one, I recognize this area code because this is 808. This is a call from Hawaii.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Aloha. How are you?
Well, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I like listening to your show.
Okay, are you enjoying it?
Yes, I am. I'm also chatting on your show, so.
Can we take a name?
What's that?
What's your name?
Linda.
Linda. Hi, Linda. So you're based in Hawaii, are you? You live in Hawaii?
Yes, I live there now, yes.
Fantastic. Somewhere I'd love to go.
Come on over. It's always nice to see different places, you know? That's different energy.
Yeah, the energy's supposed to be fantastic there, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, the mountains and the ocean have to definitely feel the spiritualness from them. You can feel the energy.
Yeah.
It definitely can, I think. I think so, but everybody has their own level of, you know.
Yeah,
I think people that live here probably don't feel it, but I do, so.
Yeah, they're probably used to it. That's the thing. People say that about my apartment when they come in. Wow, the energy is amazing in here. And I'm like, well, it's just home. You know, I'm used to it because I live in it.
Exactly.
But the people come
exactly.
in and they're so relaxed that they don't want to leave.
Oh, that's good. That's positive.
It's positive, yeah.
Until you
so what can
leave,
we do for
like...
you?
what do you think? I was just chatting about my horse. And I thought, well, maybe I'll ask. I was going to go in September back to North Dakota to go visit my horse. This is my vacation, visiting a horse. Totally different than other people, right? So, I want to go visit the horse and just be there anyways. But I don't know, do you think it's worthwhile to bring him over here instead? Or is it kind of a waste for him or me to do that?
To bring your horse to Hawaii?
Yes.
Are you considering moving? Do you live in Hawaii now then?
Yes. May will be a year that we've been here.
Okay. Yeah, I think it would be a good idea to bring your horse. I'm just asking for to be shown what's right here, and I'm seeing the horse walking.
Well,
and
here,
moving, yeah. Yeah.
Here on Hawaii?
I think the horse would be happy to move spiritually. The energies I'm picking up, the horse would be happy. The energies are really good there, and the horses are very tuned in to energies, extremely mm-hmm. tuned in.
Oh, yeah. That's the one place I feel it.
So where's it?
The horse.
Who's your horse with at the moment?
He's in North Dakota, so he's with someone that's taking care of him. He has other horses, too, so he's just being a horse.
This horse has got... this horse doesn't think he's a horse, though. this horse thinks he's human. He's like a very regal human aspect to this horse. It doesn't think it's an animal or a horse at all. Does that make sense?
Oh. Well, he's special to me, so his name is Royal, so he's regal to me, I guess.
His name is Royal, okay. Well, that's why he walks like he's a royal horse then. Yeah, he's definitely very regal, and he's like a king. That's what they show me. It's like a king with a crown on his head, and he's like actually of the attitude where I really don't need to be with these other animals, but he would rather be with you.
I do sense that.
He's got a very strong spiritual connection to you on a soul level.
Yes.
Your soulmate from the same soul group. He's walking away from the other horses now. It's like, I don't really need to be with those animals kind of attitude. He sees himself as a little bit more important than the others.
Special. Yeah.
Special.
I do sense, when I was there with him, I do sense it because the rest of the group would And that's how I picked them out, too, because there was, like, tons of Arabians. There was, like, 20 or 30 Arabians to pick from. And the guy was trying to get me to get a white one. And then I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel the connection. I don't know why. But then Royal came around, and he would be the only one, and he'd be pawned at the fence and that kind of thing. And he would just, so I kind of got connected with him, and then he really focuses on me. He's like, can tell what I'm doing. So it's just a
he's very connected to you. Is he black?
A dark brown.
He's dark brown. Awesome. He looks, she's dark. All I'm seeing is a dark colored horse, but... Yeah, very regal, very elegant creature. But he'd be happy to move. He would rather be with you than where he is at the moment, which is odd because you would think, you know, oh, I'll leave the horse with other horses so he's got company, where really he just feels like he's a pearl amongst swine. You know, he's not overly interested in being friends with the other horses. They're just there, so he wouldn't miss them. He wouldn't miss horses at all because, as I say, he doesn't even believe he is a horse.
Okay, so
you know, he'd be quite happy.
So if I did move him here, it wouldn't be something, because it is a huge move to move him on a truck to transport and then put him on a ship. I mean, is it something that's going to be hurtful to him, like health-wise or...
No, it won't be hurtful to him, but it would be a good idea for you to talk to him and explain to him what's going to happen. And this may sound silly, but I teach animal communication and healing workshops. And
that's not silly at all.
I would show him a photograph of the boat that he's going to be going on and the truck that he's going to be going in, and I would show him them and say, this is where you're going, and... It's going to take a long time, so it's going to be day, night, and it's going to be dark, and it's going to be daylight and dark, and explain it to him as if he's a child, so that he's got an idea of what's going on, because on a level of consciousness, they do understand. When I did my animal training, communication training, we were taught that if you're taking your animal to a vet for an injection, don't just put them in a, you know, the dog in a box and put it in the car and take it to the vet and let the vet stick a needle in it. Explain to them, you know, we're going to take you to see a man, and he's going to put a needle in you. It's going to hurt a little bit. It's just going to prick, but you don't have it. You can get sick. And if you do have it, you'll be fine.
Right.
So you explain to the animal what's going to happen. And they pick up on it. There is a very strong spiritual connection between the two of you. You're soulmates.
So do I spiritually connect with him to show him the boat and show him the trailer that he's going to be put on? Okay.
Yeah. If you're capable of doing that, that's even better. You know, if you can communicate with him on talk to his spirit self and explain it to him on a spirit level as well, as a physical level, that would make it the transition easier for him, just so he knows what's going on, because, you know, we all like to know where we're going. We don't like to just get taken to places and not know where we're going. So as long as you respect his spirit, and he's going to be happy to come. He's ready to come. He wants to be back with you.
Okay. Now, I know this is another question here, but so does that mean that we're going to be here a while? Because that's the other aspect of bringing them here. If we're going to move them the next year, and I've already spent several thousand dollars to bring them over, and then doing it again, what do you think?
I'm seeing you being there for another 2 or 3 years at least.
I think so too. That's my gut feeling. But
yeah.
Okay. So it's worthwhile.
So it would be a good idea. Yeah, it would be a good idea to bring Royal over to be with you. He wants to be with you. He's not fretting because he's not that kind of creature. He's a very, you know, strong, happy with himself, content with himself kind of creature. He's comfortable in his own skin. So he's not fretting, but he would rather be with you than where he is.
Yeah, I agree. So... maybe I should cancel my trip and then bring him over, right?
Over. Yeah.
Every day with him.
One image I keep getting this, I've gotten this for like the past, you know, since we've been talking to you here, and I just see him in the surf. It's like the surf in the ocean is so good for horses' legs. He's going to love that.
The other thing he needs is he needs some rose quartz crystal as well. You could ask the angels to put some rose quartz into his heart. There's a little bit of grief in there. He needs a little bit of healing. Okay. There's a lot of noise going on in the background.
Oh,
like
he's shopping
noise.
Something. Oh, I have planes like coming up.
Oh, okay. So near the airport.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So the rose quartz can heal what with him? Get the shoes.
I'm struggling to hear now.
Oh,
no.
The
rose quartz. What kind of issues would he need to heal?
He's got grief in his heart. This is old grief, going back to when, you know, when he was a foal, when he was taken away from his mother, that really distressed him.
And that
needs healing. This is quite common in horses. I've worked with horses in the past. I do horse whispering healing on. It's very common for them to have grief in their heart because when they're taken away from their mothers, it really distresses them more than people realize.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty. We have one more caller here, and we got just about enough time for you to talk with him. It's area code 512. If we can, there we go, 512.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Can we have your name?
Yes, my name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome. You just looks like you may be our last caller of the night. So what can we help you with?
Well, I feel like since my husband came into my life that my life has just been just getting worse and worse and worse. And I thought that, you know, severing ties and moving on, which, you know, I've begun the process over a year now ago. But it just, I thought that things would, you know, start getting my life back and my happiness and everything that I had before he came into my life. And it just seems like it's just constant, you know, negative, negative, negative. And I'm almost to the point where I'm feeling like there's some sort of voodoo spell or something on me, you know. I know that sounds a little far-fetched, but, I mean, that's just what I feel like. Because even when something does seem to start, you know, looking up, then, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things will come crashing down on me, you know.
Yeah. This is causing you depression as well because I'm seeing your crown chakra and there's a grey cloud above your head, which is classic in with depression. And we have a saying in the UK, I don't know if you use it in the States as well, but I feel like I've got a dark cloud hanging over me when we feel low. And that's exactly what I'm seeing above your head. But the bottom of the cloud is like a vortex, like a hurricane going down into your crown chakra and it's right down into your throat, really. So this is because of all this grey energy and negativity in your crown chakra, your thoughts are negative. So you're creating negative experiences because your consciousness creates your reality. So what's going on in your head has a huge effect on what you're bringing into your life. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does. And I've been, since about October, I've been, you know, I've created a vision board and I've started meditating and, you know, I've started regaining my spirituality back. You know, it was kind of squashed and ripped away from me in a sense. And, you know, so yes, I'm very well aware of that. And I guess that's what I'm saying is because I feel like, you know, I start moving forward and moving up and getting comfortable in my own skin and with who I am. I feel good about my choices. I mean, I even feel good about my choices with my oldest son who is on a, you know, downhill spiral. You know, I feel good about standing strong and doing the right things. And I'm feeling like these things keep happening and then it causes me to question, how am I supposed to maintain these positive thoughts and feelings as, you know, having the feelings of being where I'm at and having the things I want, you know, in order to manifest them if these negative things keep happening.
Yeah. Okay, well, first of all, yeah, it does make sense. But all of these things are happening because, you know, there's various reasons. I do think there's some older issues in there coming up that maybe my MP3 programs would help you with. But initially, this grey cloud of energy that's blocking your crown chakra needs to be removed because that's affecting your immediate thought processes. Would you like some healing now? Would you like me to take that out now for you?
I would love it.
Okay, brilliant. Well, what I'd like you to do for me then is, are you sitting down?
I am.
Good. Okay, just close your eyes for me and take a couple of nice deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose, down into your abdomen, 2 or 3 times. Nice and deep, and breathing out through the mouth. Just take a couple of breaths. Allow yourself to relax, and then in your mind's eye, imagine you can see or sense this cloud of energy above your head with that tornado coming down into your crown and into your spine and your main axis. And just allow your breathing to relax for me. Okay, what I'm doing is bringing some energy in now from beneath you and I'm going to bring it up through your whole body, moving up through your legs. Coming to the bottom of your back now, I'm just giving you a clean sweep all of the way up through your spine, moving up through the neck into the head and taking this energy and this cloud away out through the top of your head now. Okay. Clearing that, asking for some new energies to come in. Okay, here we have 3 beautiful little orbs with golden spirals around. 3, you're lucky. Most people get 1. It's your lucky day. Okay, let's bring these in now, the 3 orbs coming in to the crown chakra, the top of your head there, and just dropping down. 1, 2, 3. Just bringing some more healing energy into the area above you now, some crystal key energy into the aura above you and moving that down just to fill any gaps and voids with the perfect energy for you at this point in your journey as it drops down through your body. Okay, the good news is there's no curses or voodoo on you here. But there are some deeper issues within your subconscious mind of and you don't feel worthy of having the things that you desire. So you need to get that healed because that's going to hold you back. If we don't feel worthy, we're not open to receiving. We won't allow ourselves to receive. So that's the issue, self-worth. Okay?
Okay.
Did you feel those energies come in? How does your head feel now? Does it feel any lighter?
It does, actually. I'm actually been sitting outside because I felt like I need to be in nature, and I just kind of feel brighter.
Good.
Fantastic. The self-worth thing, is that, I thought about this, you know, with regards to manifestations and, you know, what's instilled in you from your childhood and things of that nature. So In other words, if I was raised in a family who didn't have much and really just kind of depended on, you know, my family raised us to just love each other and be connected with our family and friends, and money, you know, wasn't, you know, a priority or anything like that. But I always also remember hearing, you know, my parents specifically talk about, you know, it's kind of like not having money, or when things go wrong, it's just kind of, oh, well, it figures, you know, it's just our luck type of mentality.
Yeah. So
is that what's been...
This is having an effect. It would be a really good idea for you to invest in my programs if you can. They're $97, and they go into these family imprints, your limiting beliefs. So crystalkey.com, they're in the shop on that site. We have to finish now, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
All righty. Well, you know, you can call, I was going to say, you can call back in.
Thank you.
Or visit Janine's website, either or. It's like, yeah.
I will, thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for calling in. It's like we've had a marvelous chat room today. Janine, one of these days we got to get you in that chat room. It's so neat. Oh, well, tell us your stuff one more time, because at least it will go into archives. It's like, and some of the, we found this, like some of the people who listen either, you know, in queue or some of the people who are listening, like on their iPods and stuff, you can still hear it, you know, after our airtime is off. But go ahead and give us one more time how to get a hold of yourself.
Okay. If people want to get hold of me for treatments or to know about the workshop in 2 weeks' time on the 19th, Sunday the 19th, it's not 2 weeks, it's less than that. It's a week on Sunday. They can go to crystalkey.com. The MP3 programs are in the shop on there, along with my books and other products. If they want to go straight to the MP3 site, they can go to crystalkeyhealing.com/special, and they get 27 MP3s for $97 instead of $297. And healing is on offer as well for $240 instead of $390. That's a 2-hour intensive healing session with me on a 1-to-1 basis by Skype. So I'd just like to say thank you to everybody who called in tonight. Thank you, Kelly, for being an amazing hostess. And
thank you.
And you,
it's
you
just,
just
it's
want
so cool to work with you. Appreciate
do you just want to share your site informations with people as well before we finish?
Yeah, mine is just real simple. It's like check me out at www.psychicscottwild.com, 719-289-4907, and you'll find all of us there. Janine has a page there. All of our readers have a page there. So if you catch something during this show, go to that site and click on that page, and you will have all the information to get a hold of whoever you would like to. So awesome, awesome.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.